feeling is via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Pope Francis named 13 new Roman Catholic cardinals on Sunday, including 9 who are eligible to elect his successor after his death or resignation. The new cardinals include Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Washington, D.C. He will be the first African-American to hold the rank. Others hail from Italy, Rwanda, the Philippines, Chile, and Brunei. Pope Francis made the announcement from the Vatican on Sunday. The opposition candidate wins the presidency of the Seychelles for the first time since its independence from Britain 44 years ago. Wavell Ramkalawan Sunday secured the presidency in the Indian Ocean archipelago of 115 islands. The Anglican priest took 54.9% of the vote, according to the Electoral Commission, defeating incumbent president Danny Fower, who took 43.5% of the vote. The opposition also won the legislative election, with the new president's party alone taking 25 seats, or two-thirds of the parliament. Overall, it seems to be a call for change and an end to a ruling party's long run. The campaign has taken place mainly over social media, with rallies banned due to the coronavirus. The Seychelles has recorded only 149 cases, mostly imported, but the pandemic has been a burning campaign issue, as restrictions on global travel bottom out the tourism industry, which was a major earner and employer for the Seychelles. And 1 year after more than 1 million people flooded downtown Santiago in the biggest march of Chile's current social uprising, Chileans also vote Sunday on whether to change the country's constitution, which many feel favors the wealthy. Opinion polls show more than 70% support a new constitution, which is 17% voting for rejection. This is VOA News. Afghan security forces have killed Abu Musin al-Masri, a senior al-Qaeda leader who was on the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Most Wanted Terrorist list. Afghanistan's National Directorate of Security, or NDS, said in a tweet, al-Masri has been charged in the United States with having provided material support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization and conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals. Al-Masri, believed to be al-Qaeda's second-in-command, was killed during a special operation in Ghazni province in eastern Afghanistan, said the NDS, adding that he was the supreme leader of the organization in the Indian subcontinent. The al-Qaeda operative was an Egyptian national, according to the FBI. Last month, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said fewer than 200 al-Qaeda operatives remain in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the death toll from the suicide attack Saturday in Afghanistan's capital rose to at least 18 killed and 57 people wounded, including students, the Interior Ministry said. The explosion struck outside an education center in a heavily Shiite neighborhood of western Kabul. Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aryan says the attacker was trying to enter the center when he was stopped by security guards. Samsung Group announced that Lee Kun-hee, charismatic leader of South Korea's biggest conglomerate, died on Sunday. 78-year-old Lee helped grow his father's trading business into a powerhouse with dozens of affiliates stretching from electronics and insurance to shipbuilding and construction. Lee is the latest second-generation leader of a South Korean family-controlled conglomerate to die, leaving thorny succession issues for the third generation. And COVID-19 cases continue to rise across the United States and Europe. In the U.S., 3 states announced new record highs in daily confirmed cases this weekend, a day after a nationwide daily record of more than 83,000 reported infections. This all according to Johns Hopkins University, which is keeping tallies. German authorities reported a record one-day total of new coronavirus cases this weekend. And in Italy, officials huddled with regional authorities to determine what new restrictions could be imposed as confirmed cases surpassed 500,000, and many new restrictions are being imposed as we speak. Elsewhere in Europe, police in Warsaw, Poland, used tear gas and pepper spray to disperse protesters angry over new restrictions. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.